The Osgood File, Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. The president has directed the Pentagon to give him a new strategy for defeating ISIS and to have it ready by next week. It'll be a secret, of course, but unless there's some magical new tactic, the options will probably be pretty familiar.
Well, that sounds like more boots on the ground in Syria.
More after this from Charlie. The United States now has about 5,000 ground troops backing up the Iraqi army's operation to force ISIS out of Mosul, and a smaller force preparing to force it out of Raqqa in Syria. And it has a new president who has made a clear promise.
ISIS will be gone, and they'll be gone quickly.
And it appears he's given the green light to his generals to bring in more soldiers.
I've always been encouraged that if we need more, we will ask for more.
CBS's David Martin talked with General Joseph Votel, the head of U.S. Central Command, who says he can envision using more soldiers, not just in Iraq, but in Syria as well.
The forces that we're operating with in Syria are much more indigenous. They're much lighter. They don't have as good a mobility. They don't have as much firepower. So, you know, we have to be prepared to fill in some of those gaps for them. And that may involve, you know, additional fire support capability to help offset some of those gaps that they have. And we take the burden on ourselves to provide that.
Well, that sounds like more boots on the ground in Syria.
Perhaps that is what we're doing. We may do that, but right now I haven't made that determination.
One question is where those soldiers will operate. Under the Obama administration, they were kept back from the front lines, although in Mosul there are about 450 American advisors pretty close to those front lines. And, of course, the other question is how long the general thinks this will take.
His top field commander already has predicted both Mosul and Raqqa will be liberated within 6 months.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.